from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, now to chess news. I was reading this on chess.com because I read chess.com daily.
It's just one of those things, like part of the show prep.
Yep.
By the way, who would have thought that there was actually a chess.com? You know, because that, like, no one actually gets the good domain name. Someone out there, I would assume, had chess.com for some sort of weird internet porno thing. The fact that there is that, you got that title.
Well, maybe they had to buy it from weird porno guy.
Right. Or the other thing, too, is chess people, I feel like there are a lot of computer nerds in that society. So maybe they were just one of the first early adopters of URLs. They're like, oh, we play chess and we're computer nerds, so we'll get chess.com.
Yeah. I just think it's like when you see someone with like a cool email address without seven numbers behind it, you're like, oh, how early were you on that?
Who gets credit for inventing internet?
Al Gore.
Yeah?
No, that's just a dumb joke. You've never heard that? Al Gore invents the internet?
No.
He said he did, right?
He did?
Did he?
That was, I think that was the thing. Is he's kind of tried to take credit for it?
As far as I know, I don't think anyone takes credit for the internet. I mean,
that's interesting. Well, whoever it is probably played chess, and one of the first domain names that they walked down was chess.com.
While the internet's development included multiple contributors, computers, scientists, you know, basically it's impossible to pick one. They did say that there were a couple bros, Vinton Cerf and Robert Kahn, are primarily credited with inventing the core protocols that underpin the modern internet.
Yeah, Vinton, it's like 1974.
What are their names?
Vinton Cerf.
With the cool Cerf with a C.
Cerf with a C or Kerf, maybe. And then Robert Kahn.
Hmm.
So apparently those bros get credit with laying down. Yeah, they came up with the transmission control protocol and internet protocol, TCP/IP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we all, most people have heard of that. And that is the standard for how information is shared between different networks. I wonder if they got rich off that.
Yeah, I wonder. Like, we don't hear their names.
No.
Why are they not famous?
Well, you think about it, because it might be one of those where they just came up with the generic version of it, and then there wasn't any money to be made, and then a bunch of people actually, you know, used it, and away you go.
It's like the guy who paid, like, 100,000 Bitcoin for a pizza.
Yeah.
I think it was 10,000 for two pizzas.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
And what a deal. At least this Cerf or Kerf guy, he's still alive. It's 81.
A chess player has been suspended by the Russian Chess Federation and is reportedly facing time in jail after she allegedly what?
I'm going to say, first off, if you get arrested for cheating in Russia, you've done something spectacular, because that's their whole MO. My guess is she's gay. Because like
what?
Like the only thing that puts you in prison in Russia is being gay or hating Putin. Other than that, you get to do whatever you want to do. And if you're gay and don't like Putin, brother, you're going down an elevator shaft.
Her name is Amina. She is 40. Her opponent was, I don't know. Her opponent is 30. And I don't know her name. I can't pronounce her name.
Like, I don't know.
Whatever. It's not important. What she did was she tried to poison her rival at the chessboard.
Ooh, I like it.
During the tournament.
That seems like a bold step. I'm guessing there's chess cameras and whatnot.
There are cameras.
How do you poison someone?
She went up to security and asked if there were cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before, because they have a bunch of chess sets in the room, you know, different tables, you know. And at the table she was supposed to play at,
This
is before anyone's in the room, she asked security, hey, are there cameras? And the guy said there weren't.
Oh, see, let me just say this. If someone ever asks you if there are cameras, just know that they're about to do some, like, nefarious S. 100%. And if that guy's smart, be like, oh, no, there's no cameras.
So then they find out later. Now, you see this on camera now.
Yeah.
Because they went back and saw her do this.
Yeah.
But it was reported that she then smeared what is said to be potentially deadly mercury from a thermometer.
Oh, yeah, I see right here.
On the board.
Am I wrong in also saying that from the backside, this chess player, you know, kind of.
You just have a thing for people that want to poison other people.
Here's what she looks like.
She's kind of cute. She's dedicated to her craft. Sure, the poisoning's a little rough. But
I will say, she doesn't look crazy.
No.
She looks like a mom.
She's just competitive. Mom with some tight jeans.
The opponent, so she does all this thinking that it's not on camera. 30 minutes into the match that they're playing, whatever they call it, what do they call it? Chess?
I think it's a chess match.
Is it a match?
Yeah, I think so.
The opponent, whose name I can't pronounce, she starts feeling nauseous and dizzy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking here. I love she's got that look about her, too, where she's not certain that there's no cameras. This is like when Buckley stole the energy drink. There's a lot of weird looking around. Like, am I, I'm fine. There's no one here. Dude, that's crazy to watch that on film.
Yeah, so she's complaining, and then she eventually calls for a medical assist. Doctors come over there, and they say, you've been poisoned.
Hmm.
And so then they go to the security cameras, and of course they see...
Yeah, they catch her.
Yeah, she's... I mean, obviously it was right there on...
Yeah, it's
because there were cameras. She did not think there were. She was told there weren't, but there were.
It's pretty easy to catch her.
Yeah, exactly. It's like caught red-handed.
Yeah. Interesting. So,
anyway, the other lady lived.
Yeah, she's fine. Like... Can you die from just just a little mercury on there?
Well, I don't know. She said, so they interviewed the lady,
Was she trying to kill her or just make her like?
She wanted her out of the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. She make her medically retire?
Yeah. By the way, wanted her to tap out.
Mission accomplished. I mean, a little mercury poisoning. Smart of her, go get some thermometers. By the way, I don't think those still use mercury though. I don't even know where you get mercury anymore.
Well, in Russia, they probably do.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah. I think mercury is part of a balanced diet over in Russia. They don't care.
She is only temporarily suspended from Russian chess events.
Told you.
And she faces 3 years in jail.
Russia. I love
she this. Is in custody.
She's only temporarily suspended?
Yeah.
I love it.
Got to leave, you know.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying, man.
Leave some doors open.
Depending on how good of a chess player she is, I think Putin pardons her. Yeah, you know, he's going to be like, yeah, I like, think about it. What does Russia love? Offing political opponents and sports. This lady kind of fits that mold. I'm saying she doesn't do more than 6 months in jail.
So which of the two finished second in the whole tournament, do you think?
The poison gal?
The woman who got poisoned?
Yeah.
Rallied.
Yeah.
And she finished second in the tournament.
Puke and rally. Might also add, she's kind of hot, too.
Isn't that amazing?
Look at her.
Yeah. Chess hots. Russian chess hots.
Russian has chess hots. I didn't know. Do we have chess hots? Like, if you go into an American chess tournament, are there a bunch of hots poisoning each other? Man, those Russians, they think of everything. I can't believe someone tried to kill another person over a chess match.
All right. We got to go. In the News is coming up next.
Imagine if that had been Tanya Harding instead of the Galuli thing. They just poisoned her instead.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
With mercury.
Yeah.
On her little skates.
I mean, it's one thing. Like, the knee thing is bad, but at least it was just a whack on the leg. Dude, this lady's going full spy versus spy. Mission Impossible. Here's the antidote sort of thing.
Crazy. All right, PDX, new TSA checkpoints.
Yeah.
They're starting to do...
We got new technology.
Yeah, they're starting to do little vignettes on the news about, hey, here's what you can expect. It's actually pretty cool.
I don't have to put my arms up anymore.
You don't?
No.
You don't. That's next to kick off In the News. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.